All right.
All right.
After technical difficulties, the DD&D podcast has begun.
Whoop, whoop.
All righty. Are we going to do the disclaimer manually, or are we going to have the computer read it again?
Manual. Or, I don't know how good your internet is, but you can bring up the DD&D podcast and play the disclaimer on your phone, since your phone will actually speak it out loud, mine won't, because I don't have the proper application.
Well, yeah, if I pull it off the internet, it might, well, actually, no, I can't, because I don't have enough bandwidth.
All right, hang on. I have it on my phone. I'll see if I can text it to you, and then you can just play it.
Okay, we'll see what happens.
All right.
As we unprofessionally drink our fudge chocolate brownie drink.
Fudge chocolate brownie drink.
Instead of talking on the phone while partner is sitting there trying to text and whatever.
Text, talk on the phone, and drive at the same time.
No!
While going through a construction zone.
You're an archie!
Yeah.
Yeah, I never did get a call from Foggy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, if I can find a good alternative route, I would do the scooter all the way to Kansas. Not sure how long it would take, but...
Right. Well. Yeah.
If you calculate
the bicycle route, if you calculate the bicycle route and multiply by, divide it by 2 or maybe 3, that's about how long it'll take.
Well, okay, the bicycle route claims it'll take 11 hours.
So it'll take about 10. Oh, yeah, 11? So it'll take about 6 hours.
Yeah. It was pretty close to 12, what it told me. It's shorter distance. Cuts through Lee Summit. Actually, passed pretty close to Tree Boss.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
Did you send it to me?
Oh. It's too big. I can't send it to you.
Well, you'll have to make a smaller one.
Right.
Right. You bloody well, right.
Just go to the DD&D podcast and listen to or read the disclaimer. Basically, we are not man animals.
Yes. And our facts and opinions are purely our own. And, you know, as far as you're concerned, they're only hearsay. So you need to go look them up yourself anyway.
True. Yeah, this is all hearsay evidence, not admissible in court. You need firsthand knowledge in order for it to be admissible in court, so you need to go do your own homework.
Yep. Oh, and Gary just got the discussion of the reason why I will probably end up registering the vehicle, you know, with the state is... Because ultimately, they will shoot me if I don't.
Like, oh, yeah, they will
no,
do
they
harm.
Won't shoot you. They won't shoot you. I go, well, what happens when they go steal my vehicle? and I stop them. Well, they'll shoot you.
Exactly.
you'd have to take military action on your part. It's like, well, duh, it's my property and they're stealing it, all right? Well, you take military action and they'll shoot you. It's like, well, okay, so they're stealing my stuff, and the only way I can stop them is if I point a gun at them, and they will shoot me for doing that.
Right.
Yeah.
And they will make you look like the bad guy.
Oh, yeah. And there's, you know, he has that disconnect in his mind still that what you're doing is wrong. You know, he doesn't,
right.
He doesn't see it yet.
They're the criminals. We are the victims.
Yeah.
You know what the difference is between a smart criminal and a dumb criminal?
A smart criminal gets everybody else to believe that he's not committing a crime.
No. Smart criminal works for the government.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a simple way of saying what I said.
Right. Well, the smart criminal works for the de facto government, not a de jure government.
Yeah. So, a dumb patriot, somebody who works for the de jure government.
A dumb patriot?
Yeah, because he stands out like a sore thumb and becomes a target.
No, a smart patriot would grow and protect the de jure government.
I agree. But how do you do that without getting...
Well, right now, the de facto government has more power, if you will, than the de jure government because they pretty much have taken over. They've outgrown the de jure government. So we just have to grow the de jure government to where it overpowers the de facto government.
Yeah, which brings up another part of our disclaimer.
Hang on a second.
The overthrow of any de facto governments or franchises or, medical establishments, McDonald's, et cetera, et cetera.
Hello, and welcome to the D&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. Do what? I can't hear you, Gary.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to the D&D podcast.
Oh, I better get off if that's what you're doing.
That's what we're doing.
I just called to tell you, I think you're south of Butler.
South of Butler? Not yet. 11 miles to Butler.
Okay, I'm 11 miles off. That's not too bad.
Not too shabby.
In this hemisphere. Listen, I'm going to let you go. We'll talk to you later.
Okie dokie.
Bye now.
All right, take care, Gary. So you can't hang up, can you?
No.
Let's wait for him to hang.
That's all right. He'll hang up. And it'll take a minute for it to disconnect.
Right. Except that's hollowness. An additional phone call.
That's no biggie.
Oh, fine.
I can actually do, like, maybe 4- and 5-way calls. So I can still call Ron Paul.
Maybe you can call Foggy.
Yeah. All right, let's do Ron Paul first.
All righty.
La, 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 la. Our Ron Paul.
Yeah. Hello? Hello. Something's wrong here.